listening to Detroit Today on 101.9 WDET. I'm Stephen Henderson, and as always, thanks for tuning in. Food does a lot for us, nourishes us and sustains us and gives us great joy, but we often don't eat in isolation. We love to connect with other people over food. One woman is trying to use food for that purpose and more. Dr. Leslie Levine Harville is a pediatric dentist, host of the ID Impolite Conversation podcast, and curator of the Iconoclast Dinner Experience. And much of what she does is try to explore culture through the lens of food, try to connect people and raise their voices and skill sets of amazing chefs that often don't get as much attention as they probably deserve. She is bringing the Iconoclast Dinner Experience to Dexter, Michigan tonight, which will be in partnership with Zingerman's Deli in Ann Arbor. It will also be highlighting the work of various chefs from the Detroit and Washtenaw County area. Dr. Harville, welcome to Detroit Today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, no, great to have you here. So before we get to this event, talk about this Iconoclast Dinner Experience. What kind of experiences and conversations you're trying to spark with these dinners, often from underrepresented culinary experts?
Yeah, so we really create thoughtful programming and high-touch culinary experiences that make people think about things that maybe they haven't thought about before. Obviously, for folks who are attending our events, they get exposed to chefs and culinary and beverage professionals that they haven't had access to. And it really gives them a platform to interact with each other in intimate and meaningful ways. Net proceeds from all of our events actually benefit a scholarship that I have at Spelman College. I'm a Spelman alum and parent, and since 2015, we've raised over $100,000 for Spelman College women.
Wow, wow. And your podcast, IDE Impolite Conversation, is working in this same space, isn't that right?
Absolutely. We actually were nominated for a Webby in season one. We are in production for season two. And again, we use food as an accessible entry point to explore more nuanced and complex cultural topics. So, for example, we might explore who gets to be an American, but looking at that, starting with, well, why are hot dogs considered all American food when they're actually German, but perhaps not Chinese food?
Right.
So that's just an example.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk about the event tonight in Dexter. The conversation there is specifically about the legacy of land that has been dispossessed from African-American and Mexican-American farmers. Tell us a little bit about that story and how these different groups came to lose their farms, and then how you came to be interested in making that the focus of this event.
Well, so it's actually, it's a conversation, it's an experience, it's a dinner, and it is a journey that starts a conversation to begin to explore the legacy shared by African-American farmers and Mexican-Americans in the West who, you know, they have both lost land in different ways. We're continuing this conversation on the podcast as well as in short-form content that are going to tell the stories of regional farmers that we've sourced from for the event. Obviously, you know, Mexican Americans, they were living in a particular area. There was a Mexican American war. Mm-hmm. There was a treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo that was not honored, right? And so because of that specifically, there were rights that were guaranteed for Mexicans and former Mexicans to their property. And so, for example, in New Mexico, maybe 76% of the claims were not honored. Yeah. And so that's how their land loss began to occur. And then African Americans, after Reconstruction, you know, many of the lands that they had been enslaved to work upon, you know, they had a culture of farming. And as a result, after Reconstruction, they purchased land and begin to, you know, create their own kind of freedom. And that dispossession happened through, you know, people being run off of their land.
Yeah. Often, you know, just random violence, right?
I mean, violence, yeah. Access to capital, where banks would maybe not even offer them loans or use predatory rates. And then, you know, their white neighbors, you know, offer them a lower rate. So as a result, there, in terms of Mexican Americans, we can't even quantify the amount of land that they lost. However, there is a bill that has currently been introduced by the senator from New Mexico that will allow them to, if it's passed, it will allow them to reengage with their ancestral land and continue their traditions. And as you know, I think a lot of people might have heard of the Justice for Black Farmers Act, which was introduced by Senator Cory Booker, also in 2021. Both of these acts, and I just want to go back, the Land Grant Mercedes Traditional Use Recognition and Consultation Act is the one that was introduced by the senator from New Mexico, Senator Ben Ray Lujan. So it's really interesting to explore when you have a group of people that have cultivated their culture from the land, what happens when you take them away from it culturally, emotionally, socioeconomically, generationally. But when we talk about legacy, that's what it looks like. And then also we're exploring, obviously, what do current efforts today look like to make amends for this?
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you've got chefs, local chefs who will be there from Detroit and Washtenaw County, which is really exciting. We've got about a minute left. I want to have you talk about how the conversation will be kind of shaped at this event.
Yeah, so we have an event tonight. We are sourcing from farms, Black-owned and Mexican farms in Detroit and Washtenaw County, as well as having chefs from Detroit and Washtenaw County, as well as one from Grand Rapids, and they are interpreting their ingredients. And the journey, really, it starts us with, that first loss that happens in the Mexican-American War, and they are going to be thematically interpreting the ingredients to tell that story chronologically. So it's going to be a really special event. We have some tickets available. Folks can go to our website at iconoclastdinner.com. They can go to Instagram at Icon Dinner and go to the link there to purchase tickets. Natalie Bazile, the author of Queen Sugar and the most recently published book, We Are Each Other's Harvest, she's joining us as honorary chair. Own Network will be here this evening, you know, really capturing this historic evening and these amazing local chefs, April Anderson, George Azar, Jihei Kim, Kiki Luya, Oscar Moreno. And then as Detroit has a huge cocktail culture, we have Natalia De Miguel Anoni, who is creating cocktails for the event. So it's going to be a special evening. It's actually not at Zingerman's Deli, although they have a huge enterprise, Zingerman Corman's Farm. So it's going to be a beautiful event on the farm.
Okay. Dr. Harville, it was really great to have you here to talk about all of this work and, of course, about the event tonight. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's going to do it for us today. Come back tomorrow when we're going to talk about crime trends in America, why they have been trending downward, but also why we've been having a spate of mass shootings in the country, state, and here in the city of Detroit. This is 101.9 WDET-FM, Detroit's NPR station, your connection to news, music, and conversation. We'll talk again tomorrow.